Ksivos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph on the 11th line, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Masnisa Omar, Vashikitcha Altanai, the Confistam. I mean, Kitcha Stam, the Confistam, Yesh Laksiva. The Shakish says that our Mishnah discusses when he was Makadisha on condition, and then he entered, he did Nasuin Stam without specifying. But if he was Makadisha Stam, and entered her stam, then she has a ksuba. The Biyuchan Amar Afilu Kitcha Stam, the Konsa Stam, Ein a ksuba, whereas the Biyuchan says even if she was Mekadisha Stam, without specifying any conditions, and entered her stam, she has no ksuba. And Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Sricha Memenu Get Afilu Kitcha, Al Tanai, the Konsa Stam. Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that she needs a get, even if she was Mekadisha on condition, and entered her stam. Rabbi Zeira Boy, Koimi Rabbi Mana, Kitcha Stam, Begirsha, Mina Erosin, Ma Amar Bar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Mana, what would Rabbi Lakish say if he was Makadish her stam and divorced her from Erosin? Nishmini Min Ador, Haibam Mumin Voidu Beisaviya Ha'av Sarach Lavi Raya. We learn from this Mishnah, it says, if she had Mumim, blemishes in her father's house, the father must bring a proof that they arose after Erosin in order to collect the Ksuba. Ha'im, she say, Loi Hevi Ha'av Raya, Ein La Ksuba. The inference being, if a father did not bring proof, then she does not have a ksuba. Ma chamis lameima b'shekidsha stam b'girsha mina irisin anankaim. And so the Gemara asks, well, why did you say that this, the case is that he was makadisha stam and divorced her from irisin? Minda basra b'midim amurim b'mumim shebaseisa avabamum shebegoloi eina yachol litoin. The answer is, we learn it from the Sefer. It says, when is this? It is regarding blemishes in a covered place, but blemishes in an exposed place he cannot claim. The in she said b'masne afamun shebegoloi toyen, and if he did stipulate, then he could claim even for blemishes in an exposed place. Ha amrin chavaya kem Rabbi Yosi amar de basra b'tepliga and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Talmidim in the name of Rabbi Yosi asked, well, the Sefer argues with Reish Lakish. Nichnas l'rishus abal sarach lavi raya. It says there that if she entered her husband's domain and blemishes were found, the husband has to bring proof that they came before kiddushin to be exempt from paying ksuba. Ha im hevi raya ein lo ksuba, and she says v'heichav Shimon Lakish omel yesh lo ksuba. So, well, if he brought a proof she didn't have a ksuba, how did Reish Lakish say that she had a ksuba when he was makadisha stam and entered stam? Rabbi Koyin b'shem Ravonin dekisoin masnifa b'shekan as v'loi bal. And it should say umai damav Shimon Lakish b'shekan as v'ubal ani omer nisvasela b've'ila. Rabbi Koyin, quoting Rabban of Kisoin, answered that our Mishnah discusses when he entered and had Nesuin and did not have relations. Reish Lakish discussed when he entered and had relations, and I can say that he was appeased through the relations.